In and through the Aetherius Society, we have access to the greatest truths offered to Earth, wisdom that answers all of our most important questions. And from the first class, we see that truth is the key to the New Age. It is the only vehicle to enlightenment. It is indeed the key to our salvation, and the unparalleled access to such deep truths has never happened before on Earth. Listen now to our spiritual master explain how such access has changed upon Earth from a lecture given on April 13th, 1962.
And in these days, it's easy to get. Do you know that? You know, enlightenment is easier to get in these days than it was a couple of centuries ago. The very stuff that I'm telling you during the Nine Freedoms wouldn't be released to you a couple of centuries ago. Repeat what I said, my friends. A few years ago, you wouldn't have been able to walk through a door into a pleasant hall and get the type of truths you will get before this class is over. So enlightenment is so much easier now than it was a short time ago. You know why? Because we're on the verge of the initiation of Earth. That's why. Not so much because humanity deserves it. It isn't that. It's because the times are bad, but dark. Indeed.
Truly a double-edged sword. The truths are out, but only because the times are dire. There is now a time limit to man's evolution upon Earth due to her primer initiation on July the 8th, 1964. So, our access to the deep truths come with a responsibility. We are called to join the great spiritual battle for our world. The New Age will not dawn for us. We need to build it. And to do so, we need to become more and more enlightened and work to turn our world towards the light. The Master Aetherius singles out the Nine Freedoms as particularly important in these times in a transmission he gave on June 7th, 1961.
Good evening, my dear friends. At this time, I would take the opportunity to remind you all that you have indeed received the most important teachings yet given to Terra. I refer, of course, to the Nine Freedoms. It may be some time before these are fully appreciated by here Earth, but they will live throughout the centuries and the elder as they become the more potent they will seem, and with limitation the more they will be adopted. It is seldom throughout the history of terror that such profound jewels of wisdom are given openly. It was decided at this time that, being as it is, just a prior to the initiation of terror, that the jewels be scattered among the populace, so that those ready may pick them from the dust of your literature, from the worthless chaff of numerous incorrect statements and untrue relation of experiences, these nine freedoms can be assorted as the true living seeds of everlasting wisdom, which have been scattered among you. Treat them well, you terrestrial men. Plant them with the greatest care in your heart and in your super consciousness, so that they may grow, so that they may blossom and give forth even further seeds to grow and blossom and multiply, so that your whole conception may be changed, your outlook may be risen, your horizons may be made broader, so that you may look with a brave eye into your future.
The Master of Therius gives us a sense of just how important these truths are. They've been given to mankind to change the world now and far into the future. We must do our part and treat them as sacred jewels and plant them carefully, deeply into our minds. They can take us from the delusion of the half-truths of our world into the heights of enlightenment, giving us a greater ability to help others, and giving us the ability to build a new age, and which, of course, is the order of the day. Our Master took full advantage of his time on Earth, as did the Cosmic Masters, to give us as much wisdom as possible, more than we could possibly use at this time. Yet such truths will stay with us. For more information on this, our Master gives us an address on November 6th, 1977.
Of course, in the Aetherius Society, I try to open the doors as much as possible and not close them as far as being secretive about certain things are concerned. In fact, I think I've revealed more deep occult secrets than anyone else. Secrets which have been closely guarded for many centuries, I have spoken to you about, and I'm very glad that I have done so. Although most of you were not ready for this, and if you're honest with yourselves, you will admit it. However, the information will stay with you, and there may be a time in another life when you will be able to use it, which is good. That is good. That's the essence of spiritual progress. We can't use all the information we have at the moment, but as we develop and develop and develop, so more and more information begins to unfold within us. We don't know where it comes from, we don't seem to care where it comes from, but it seems to unfold within us, and we say, ah yes, well that's another great inspiration I've had from within, not realizing that 200, 300, 400 years ago, a man with big ears told you about that anyway. But still, that's as it should be.
I can only hope that I don't remember this great spiritual master as the one with big ears. But seriously, the more I study these profound truths, I can almost feel the enlightenment dawning through my thick skull, becoming clearer in my mind. The purpose of life gets clearer. Opportunities to help in the great spiritual battle open up. And though life does not get easy, it gets more and more fulfilling. I can feel I'm a part of a great band of beings from Earth, from the higher planes, and even from the other planets, all working together to turn mankind towards the new age. In our next class, we look at the cost to our spiritual master of giving such profound truths, and how carefully we must treat these wonderful gems of wisdom.